to suggest that you find your way to the Schuster Center tomorrow as a part of the presentation that will be the amazing legacy, groundbreaking rock and roll ensemble that is by these days called Jefferson Starship when they play with our Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra. We've got Kathy Richardson, the singer there, that voice, standing by on the telephone for us. But first, I would love for you to meet Tim and Louise Behrens, who are longtime, they're born and raised here in our Miami Valley, and longtime musicians, music lovers, makers, and arrangements of this particular presentation for tomorrow night. The Behrens, Tim and Louise, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
We've had
it's great to be here.
Isn't it? I've just really enjoyed talking to you guys, setting this all up. I will just tell you that many of the sounds we're going to be hearing over the course of this hour and tomorrow night at the Schuster are just ingrained into my brain. Jefferson Airplane and later Jefferson Starship and later Starship for that matter, having written some of the iconic touchstone tunes of our lives. Before we get with Kathy on the phone line, their singer, I would like to know how it is how Tim Behrens, who born and raised in Kettering, Louise Behrens, Miami County, right. How is it that you start arranging music for rock and roll legends Jefferson Starship?
Well, it started a long time ago. I've been doing orchestral arrangements since the mid-90s. I just started off with just one for the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and another, and gradually became it became my profession to write arrangements. And Louise and I worked together as a team. And about a year and a half ago, we were contacted by one of their management team named Jim Lenz, who knows Louise's sister.
What an interesting little how atoms, they have strong and weak bonds. That was a weak bond, but then made this much bigger thing. So your sister knew someone.
Her name's Patricia Avis. She lives in Ojai, California.
Right on.
And also Jim lives out there. And when we found out they wanted to do an orchestra show, we were like, yeah, let's do it.
Right,
we met with them at the Fraze Pavilion last summer and at the sold-out concert. It was really exciting to start planning and learning their vision and making it happen.
Wow. We've got Kathy Richardson on the telephone, and Kathy, I think, is standing by for us. Kathy, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Oh, and you know what? I just realized that if one of you wants to pick up that set of headphones and plug it in and, like, share one of the sides, because she's not, unfortunately, you won't be able to hear. This is live radio. Kathy Richardson, thank you so much for joining us today. Actually separate the phones on that. First of all, thank you for coming to Dayton and performing for us tomorrow. And thank you for taking up the baton that Grace Slick sort of handed your way. Would you like to tell us about how you became the singer for Jefferson Starship?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's such a mind-blowing just course of events. You know, I was a huge fan growing up. Jefferson Starship was my second favorite band behind Heart. Don't tell anyone, but Heart, Ann and Nancy were my heroes. But obviously Grace Slick, female icon, I've loved her forever. And through the course of my career of trying to be a singer-songwriter and making my own records and stuff, playing all around Chicago, I ended up being cast in this show about Janis Joplin, which I was like, no, I can't, you know, that's a whole other story. But fast forward several years, I did the show Love Janis in San Francisco, and I moved there, and Big Brother and the Holding Company asked me to go on tour as their singer, singing the Janis Joplin songs on a tour of 40th anniversary of Summer of Love, and Jefferson Starship was also on the bill, and I met them there. And their longtime singer, Diana Mangano, had decided to leave the band at that time. And there I was. And they invited me to join. I said, are you kidding me? This is like the most crazy thing in the world. And, you know, Paul Kantner was the leader at that time. He's since passed away. And Paul had the license to use the name Jefferson Starship. And when he passed away, we weren't sure what was going to happen. And Grace and the family got in touch and said, we want to keep the band going. We want you guys to continue. We want to give you the license to use the name for the rest of your lives and do, you know.
Aww, just go. How nice.
So it was a really wonderful turn of events. And then a couple months later, Grace called me and and asked me to sing in her place when the Jefferson Airplane received their Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys.
Did you have to just go, like, sit down for 4 days after that happened?
It was incredible. I mean, I remember, I'll never forget it. I was having breakfast, rather, and the phone rang, and it said Malibu, California. And, you know, you always pick up the phone when you're in show business, because I don't think there's any telemarketers in Malibu. So I picked up the phone, and it was China, Grace and Paul's daughter, and she said, "You're doing the Grammy thing." And I'm like, "What?" And then she goes, "Mom wants to talk to you. Put Grace on the phone." And I was just like, I had chills. I mean, I had chills just telling the story. I had chills through my body, tears in my eyes. I felt like I had won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
I have to say, Kathy Richardson, we're on the phone singing with Jefferson Starship tomorrow night at the Schuster with the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra. I watched several of the videos of you with the band online, and you nail it. You keep just enough of the sort of like the essence of what made Grace's presence on many of these songs so memorable and so woven into the fabric, but you definitely bring something of your own. I just want to say, you know, way to go. Just well done. How nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
And you have been, beyond that, involved not just in performances, but I have a song queued up here that is a song that you had a lot to do with coming into existence. It's called "What Are We Waiting For?" Can you tell me a little bit about the process of writing this, and then I'd like to hear it.
Sure, yeah, I'd love to. We were getting together at David Freiberg's house in Novato, California, and he has a home recording studio. We were just set up to just kind of jam and see what happened, and Donnie Baldwin started playing this like tribal drum groove, and I started playing some chords, and then the guys joined in, and then Donnie started singing "What Are We Waiting For? What Are We Waiting For?" which is funny because it's something that Paul Kantner used to say like on stage when the show wasn't moving fast enough for him. He'd turn around to Donnie and go, "What are we waiting for?" But so there was that like Paul influence, but we're singing it, and I'm like, this is a great hook. And, you know, we could write this lyric about social justice, and that is like, you know, just sort of like a not call to arms, but call leading the charge of change and these things that the Jefferson name has always stood for. So I went home and wrote the lyrics and of the verses and brought it back to the band, and we've been playing it, and it's so fun. It's just a powerful moment in the show.
Let's hear that. It'll be on stage tomorrow in live form. Here's the Memorex version. It's Jefferson Starship. What are you waiting for? Stay with us, okay, Kathy?
Yeah, thank you.
That's brand new from the band Jefferson Starship, written or co-written by our guest via the telephone lines, Kathy Richardson. She's singing for Jefferson Starship these days, and she'll be on stage tomorrow. What a delight. It must be just really a full experience, Kathy, that you get to sing these songs that probably were a part of your growing up musicscape and then also create to the new body of work. Well done.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's pretty epic.
When you're not on the road, how much are you out on the road? And when you're not, where do you call home?
I live in the suburbs of Chicago with my family. I have a wife and two children, 5 and 7.
Ooh, and so cats. You got your hands full.
Oh, yeah. So when I basically live a dual life. I'm at home. I'm mom. And, you know, I'm going trick-or-treating and making peanut butter sandwiches, and then, you know, and then I'm on the road with Jefferson Starship. It's been a really good balance, especially this year, because most of our shows just take place on the weekends. We don't really go out for weeks at a time, you know, on a bus or anything. We do, like, fly dates. We'll fly to the East Coast and do 3 shows and then come home Sunday or Monday. So I'm usually home during the week, and then I jet away, and they're pretty used to it, and they're in school, so it's, you know, it's working out well.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on everything. Looking forward to this, which, by the way, is a world premiere. This presentation of the works of Jefferson Starship with orchestral accompaniment. We'll be back in studio with the arrangers, Tim and Louise Behrens, but we have to take a quick break. Kathy, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, look forward to hearing.
Can't wait to do it. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Take care.
Okay. Have a safe trip.
Bye-bye.
You can find out more at DaytonPerformingArts.org to assure your place in the audience. And I hope you will. Again, that's DaytonPerformingArts.org. We'll be back with Tim and Louise coming right up on 91.3. A lot going on here in our Miami Valley and across Ohio. Glad to be a part of it and glad to be in studio with our guests today. They are musical arrangers, so much more than that, but at least for our purposes tomorrow night, they have put an orchestral contextualization to the works of Jefferson Starship. The show is at the Schuster Center. I don't exactly see, do you guys know off the top of your head when the show gets underway?
8 o'clock, I believe.
I bet you do know that because you're going to have to be there with with bells on.
Yeah.
8 o'clock at the Schuster Center. Find out more at DaytonPerformingArts.org. Tim and Louise Behrens. So first of all, we're going to talk about how you approached what was doing here. But how long have you guys been arranging together?
Louise started working the arrangements with me about 4 years ago.
For this?
No, not for this particular project. Just in general. And she's been writing arrangements of music on her own for years, but it was about 4 years ago that I realized that we were in the process of getting married, and I realized, wow, we can work together. And so
we can marry so many parts.
Yes.
Aww.
And so she trained herself in how to do this work. And now we've done about, together, we've done about 60 arrangements. Something like that.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wow.
So this most recent project has been about a 4 month work in progress.
We're talking 8 hours. We're talking 40 hour weeks, 70 hour weeks.
70 hour weeks. Yeah.
Really?
It takes about 2 days to write a minute of orchestration start to finish. And so 60 minutes of music for this show took about 120 days of work. And so it's.
Can you say that first part again? How many days to write a minute of music?
About 2 days for the whole process. And there's a rather elaborate series of steps that go through. And so a three-minute song takes about 6 days, start to finish.
And when Tim and Louise arrived, Tim was carrying a manila envelope that had just an example of, did you tell me, one minute? And the thickness of that, because these pieces have to be, these parts have to be written out for each individual instrument. And then there's sort of like the master key that the conductor himself will be using.
It's the score.
Oh, hey, there's a word for it.
Yeah.
Of course there is. But... wow, that's just truly remarkable. You have kindly brought, we've got kind of two different versions of White Rabbit, which I think most of our listeners will know. It's such a big part of the sort of classic rock canon that most of us at some point, even if it was just at a restaurant once, have heard this song. So maybe let's hear a little bit of that. And then you have brought a representation of the
orchestration that it...
That will nestle into.
Yes, yes.
So let's hear a little bit. I'll bet you can sing along, and then we'll be back in studio live with our guests, Tim and Louise Behrens. Call Alice. One of the tunes that will be heard on stage tomorrow, but not quite like that. That's an example of the modern version. Our guests, Tim and Louise Behrens, have added a whole new collection of layers. But Tim, you pointed out that anytime you see a documentary about the sort of psychedelic aspects of the 60s, they play that song.
They do.
Every time.
It's an icon of the era.
So, I mean, does that make you like more nervous in approaching? Does that make it even more? Or do you like, you know what? Here it is. Let's make this new. Let's make this now.
It made it more exciting. We wanted to bring a slightly different feel to it. And I talked to the band members about it and proposed what I wanted to do. And my vision was that the song is sort of a strange representation of an acid trip where you start off in Spain with a flamenco feel and you wind up in Haight-Ashbury in San Francisco at the end going, what just happened to me? And so the music that is going to start off with strings and then be a guitar solo and then there's a English horn solo, and it just has this sort of floating thing, and then it starts this flamenco rock groove. And they loved it. And they, I would send them a MIDI mock-up file, and they would make suggestions, and we'd go back and forth, and quite a process working with them.
Wonderful. Yeah. Let's hear a little bit of that.
What you're about to hear is just the orchestra instruments. There's none of the singing and none of the drums. And this is what they wanted to hear. They would just, I would send them these files, and you'll hear me talking in it. I'm indicating what's happening, and so that they could picture it.
Let's hear it. This is a little slice, but not the full of what you'll hear tomorrow. It is the world premiere of the orchestral presentation of Jefferson Starship. Our guests in studio, Tim and Louise Behrens, making that happen. Check it out. Okay, I love that.
Okay.
And we all know Tubular Bells. Where doesn't it go? Glockenspiel. Like, as each new instrument comes in, he introduces it. And you're not going to be doing that on stage, but you should do like a... That's awesome. What fun.
It was fun. And some of the tunes, I would just explain how it's going to start. And this starts with Kathy counting off. And then I would go, 1, 2, 3, 4. And...
So that's just the synth. That's not the acoustic, the realness, the fullness of the orchestra. It's 83 pieces that you've written these for. Is that right?
29 unique instruments, and then many of them, like there are 16 first violin, and et cetera. Yeah.
Right. Wow. Wow. Yeah. More information is available to you, and your portal to securing your place at the show tomorrow is at DaytonPerformingArts.org. And it's just a one-off. Here's the debut. The world has never heard it like this before, and if you don't catch it tomorrow, you didn't hear the first sounds going out into the cosmos.
Yeah, it's going to be a unique show. They really wanted to. They didn't want Jefferson Starship with strings. They wanted a new kind of music. They didn't just want to hear him holding notes behind him and be sort of a gray background. They kept encouraging me, more. We want more. It's got to be more creative. We want to get a new kind of music, like a genuine fusion of classical sounds with rock and roll.
You might even hear some Beethoven strings in there.
Yeah, my string writing is highly influenced by Beethoven.
Aww.
So you'll hear Beethoven style writing along with the Jefferson Starship rocking their brains out.
And we'll have trades going off between guitar and the violins, and they'll be trading back and forth.
Yeah, they'll be
really
shredding
cool.
And
shredding.
Get the violinist shredding.
Violins will be shredding.
I love it.
Yeah.
It is just a little example of what we here in the Miami Valley are capable of. Born and raised right here in our little corner of this great and beautiful globe, our guests today, Tim and Louise Behrens, who are behind the musical hug that will be surrounding Jefferson Starship's work. I have one queued up on the actual turntable. You folks kindly brought vinyl. And this is a tune that stuck out to you. Why? Miracles, in case you forgot what we had. We got a mini queued up.
Well, they chose the tunes that we were going to do. But I thought it would be interesting to hear the vinyl of the original and then play the way they do it in modern live. And then I can explain a little bit about what the orchestration will do for it.
Here is the first incarnation. And then stay tuned. We're going to metamorphosize. So that's the original version, and before I start the more modern version that they play, if you'd like to talk about what little piece you hear that carries through into this modern version, and then we'll come back and talk about the way you pulled the needle out with that thread on it.
They maintain the same basic rhythmic groove throughout it. They play, it's a smaller band live than what you hear there because there's strings and various other instruments that are mixed in for the studio version.
Sure.
But they maintain the same overall groove, and it's a little shorter when they do it live.
So here's a little bit of their current live version. Check this out. She just really nails that. She really does a great job of continuing the sort of the spirit of those songs. So there's a lot for you to sort of pick from when you're looking at putting that in new context.
Yeah, there is. And she's a goddess.
She's a rock goddess.
Yeah. Really. And she's a joy to be around.
You could tell that. And you could even tell it before I had a chance to talk to her just now on the telephone. You could tell it in her performance.
Yes.
She loves this, and she's just buoyant and joyful, and obviously, as she said, feels so lucky to be able to bring.
She's a tremendously creative musician as well. There was throughout the project, she would call me up and say, "Yeah, in Lather, yeah, right after the second verse, I'd really like to hear the tuba and the timpani and the bassoon do this," and then she would sing to me on the phone, and I'd quickly write it down, and then I'd go input it into the software and send it back to her. Yes, that's just perfect. She had amazing ears for picking up little problems, things that weren't quite the way she wanted them. She said, that should be an F sharp major chord, but it's an F sharp minor chord and stuff like that. So,
what?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wow. Yeah. So sort of renaissance performance there. Does it, knows it, writes it, can arrange it. This can be said about our guests. So we were on the phone with Kathy Richardson earlier. We are in studio with the arrangers of tomorrow's world premiere debut presentation of Jefferson Starship with orchestral. Do you call it accompaniment? What do you call what you've done to their work?
An orchestral arrangement.
Arrangement.
Yes.
Yes. And that will be heard by our Jim City ears before anybody else at the Schuster Center tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You can find out more at DaytonPerformingArts.org. Again, that's DaytonPerformingArts.org. And you can search Starship, but I'm pretty sure it'll come up.
Yeah.
Let's go out with, how about, can we just hear a little bit of Jane? Because I love that song so much.
Sure.
Just hear a little bit
of
back.
Can I tell a cute story?
Please.
I met you indirectly several years ago when Louise and I were at the Yellow Springs Street Fair, and we walked upon a young girl, perhaps 10 years old, playing ukulele and singing. And we were so impressed, we stood there and listened to four or five songs, and I handed her my business card, and I said, here.
Was that you?
I said, here, take this to your parents and have them contact me, because I wanted to make sure that little girl's parents knew what a talent she was and that she should be studying.
That was you?
That was me. And so then two days later, I get an email from Nikki Dakota. I'm like, okay, well, Nikki knows. I don't need to tell her to get her daughter lessons.
I have such a strange brain, not only now, and we've been exchanging emails even many times over your appearance here today, and I oh, that was you.
That was me. Yes.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Tim Behrens. You can search for him online. It's spelled B-E-R-E-N-S. You can search for Louise Behrens. Been making a musical. We do cover songs on Tuesdays, and although this certainly isn't cover songs, but I always think of it as twisting the musical prism. And so in this case, that's what it seems like you guys have the great fortune to do.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for taking some time to spend with us today. Congratulations on the fruition of this long labor, and I look forward to the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, that man is one of the original members of Jefferson Airplane.
Yes.
And he'll be there tomorrow night.
He is still rocking hard at age 80. It's spectacular. He did not live 80 rock years. He became health conscious in his 30s, and he exercises regularly. He eats right, and he rocks hard.
Maybe that's the key, rock years. It's like dog years. Like, rock years are like dog years. It's such a hard living. But he, and didn't you tell me, Louise, that people call him the Zen?
He's the Zen Buddha of the band.
And think about it. He just nailed that.
Yeah.
Part of what's on the platter for the world debut of the orchestral arrangement of the works of Jefferson Starship. Big thanks again to Kathy Richardson talking with us on the telephone, and to the arrangers. I think the created the musical hug that will surround these songs. They're Tim and Louise Behrens. If you want to look them up online, I suggest you do B-E-R-E-N-S. Tim and Louise Behrens. And secure your place at the show, DaytonPerformingArts.org. In these days when we think, I'm telling you, there's just like, I just see storm clouds, but I'm always trying to find the ray of light. This song just might be one of those. Another just one I bet you can sing along to the chorus of this. This is the more modern version. Congratulations again. Thanks for sharing some of your time with us this afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow at the Schuster.
Yes, thanks for having us.
See you there. When the truth is found.